my daughter.
If you want to take my daughter out, you've got to go through me.
This is the idea, right? A dad is trying to find a suitable date for his daughter, who happens to be Miss Shropshire, on Valentine's Day, and we're down to our final three lads now.
Yeah, so one of those three will get the blind date with Amy.
We've got Jamie. He's a builder from Telford. He's a bit of a lad.
We've got Georgian as well. He's really sweet. He's at Birmingham University. Very clever.
And then we've got Kazim on the phone right now. He's a hard worker, trained to be a policeman, and he's just finished an overnight shift. So, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm great. Yourself?
Not so bad. I think you must be tired, though, aren't you? Obviously, you're working all night.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired. I've had an hour's sleep after work. That's not too bad.
Oh, well, a whole hour. I mean, you'll be fresh as a daisy, won't you?
Are you pleased that you're in the top three?
Yeah, I'm very pleased.
I mean, let's go back to the day that we did our auditions when you met Amy's dad, Miss Shropshire's dad, Phil. How do you feel that went?
I got a feeling he liked me, but I could be wrong.
Well, I thought that as well, because, I mean, he even started with a joke. I mean, this is what he said.
It looks like you've been up all night.
I have, yeah. Working.
Oh, where do you work?
Tesco.
Oh, you work at Tesco?
Yeah, earn a bit of cash.
Every little bit helps.
It does, yeah.
You see, I think he did like you to start with, didn't he?
Don't know how it ended, though.
Well, I wonder, perhaps you kind of stuffed yourself a little bit when you kind of were a bit too honest, really, about the cheating question.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
I mean, just to take you back, this is what happened.
Kazim,
yeah.
Are you going to cheat on Amy? Because once a cheater, always a cheater.
Well, I'm not planning on it, but I haven't met her, so don't really know what's going to happen.
Oh, all a bit awkward there.
So basically what you're saying is you might cheat on her depending if you like her or not. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of.
No, Kazim, that's not what you say.
You're supposed to
no.
say no. Just say no every time.
We're trying to help you out.
No.
Good. We're there. Okay,
well
just
done.
Stick with that one now. I have to say, though, you came back across as very laid back and very confident because Phil did really put the, you know, the old thumb screws on you. I mean, were you feeling confident and relaxed?
I wasn't feeling confident, just more relaxed than anything. I just went in there not really worried about what would happen if I didn't get through or not.
Well, you say you weren't feeling confident. I think you were, though.
So what is the worst thing about you?
Nothing's popping to mind, to be fair.
What? So you're perfect?
Yeah, I'm perfect.
I love that for an answer. I'm perfect.
Yeah, I'm perfect.
Mr. Confident.
So, apart from being perfect, how would you describe yourself, you know, fairly short, how would you describe yourself as a guy that could date Amy?
I'm pretty laid back. I kind of just take everything as it comes and I don't worry about anything at all, usually.
I'd say you're
quite... I like to think I'm quite funny.
You're quite a hard worker, aren't you, as well, I'd say?
Yeah, I work fairly hard. Fairly.
Well,
we will
look forward to seeing you at the final challenge.
All right, thank you.
Catch you later. Cheers, Kazim.
See you in a bit.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.